Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Daryl the Guru Johnson is back, and we are happy to have him. What's up, Goo?
Yeah, I think you know what's up. Hey, I let you guys down yesterday, but Steiny, I don't have COVID, but I just had a nosebleed right before the show. You saw me, and I'm trying to fight through it, so I don't have COVID. I don't know what's going on, but I'm good.
Are you as good as the 49ers?
I'll tell you this, I'm not, and I put on Twitter, you wouldn't know, but I just put this, Donnie, and I mean it. I know we're 2 weeks in. It's bigger than the 2 weeks, but I think with Brock Purdy dealing with the turf toe, and we got sound from Baldy and Loneal, this acquisition of Mac Jones might prove to be one of the biggest of the offseason. I'll leave that there, Stoney. I thought he was fabo. That's fabulous. Just throwing the ball around the yard, 39 pass attempts. Like, they didn't skip a beat. Almost lost, just like Seattle. But I told you and Evan, and I'm telling the listeners, last year's 49er team, they would lose these games. And right now, without Kittle, without Brock Purdy, and Trent Williams bouncing back, and a young defense, they go on the road, and they're now 2-0, about to face a division foe in the Cardinals at home. I like what I'm seeing, man. It's not perfect, but I like what I'm seeing.
Yeah, and we'll find out who starts on Sunday against the Cardinals, whether it's Brock Purdy or whether it is Mac Jones. But Mac Jones, 3 touchdown passes, Goo, no picks. He just had 1 turnover, and McCaffrey looked good. Just kind of your overall thoughts on that game on Sunday, knowing that, you know, they got it done without a starting quarterback, without their starting tight end, without their starting number one receiver.
I'll tell you this. I love Bryce Huff coming off the edge. I saw Bosa and rookie Mikael Williams in lined up inside. And I'm like, oh, okay, you guys are generating pressure. But just like the Seattle game, Stoney, the Niners defense held up when it needed to. And Fred Warner, Stoney, we're running out of adjectives. I mean, he stripped the ball or made Jackson Smith and Jigma fumble, which shifted the game. And Spencer Rattler, I got to put some respect on your name. 3 touchdowns, getting out of the pocket. Like, I didn't see that coming. But to watch Fred Warner and the rest of the gang on the defensive side of the ball grow up, the youngsters right before our eyes, those are building blocks. But my biggest takeaway is, offensively, if you dropped me from Mars and I didn't know anything about Brock Purdy and I just watched Mac Jones and that Niner offense, I would think that's that's their starting quarterback. He didn't look like a backup quarterback. He wasn't perfect, but this has the ingredients, Donnie, of another Kyle Shanahan hit in regard to, you saw what I did with Jimmy on the good day. You saw what I did with Brock Purdy. It's one game, but I told you, and I think you'll back me up, I was a big fan of Mac Jones, and Stonnie, one game in, it looked like his head coach, the offensive coordinator, Kyle Shanahan, had all the trust in the world with him. And also, what about McCaffrey? Stonnie, I thought we were going to see McCaffrey left, right, 30-plus touches, 19. So you got to preserve him. I just think this game, you got to be feeling good how it played out if you're a Niner fan.
Yeah, now the decision becomes who plays Sunday. Brock Purdy, obviously, with some kind of turf toe issue. Brian Baldinger was on with the morning show, and here's what he had to say about turf toe and how you kind of go about addressing it and how cautious you need to be.
You can play. I mean, there's varying degrees of turf toe, okay? There's some where you can't walk. Like, it, literally, you can't put any weight on your foot. There's some where you can play a game. There's ways to get, but it's almost impossible to practice with this turf toe. It's just too painful. And so that's, I think that's going to be a factor, is when can Brock Purdy practice? I think he can go out there within a week or two, probably, because it doesn't sound like it's as serious as Burrow. Regardless, I don't want to try to make some sort of false claim that I don't know, but that's the problem. I've had it. Like, it's impossible to practice with. And so now you're just a spectator. So then you're going to, okay, do you spectate all week and then think that the timing is going to be good game day because you can get through the game? Like, I think it's going to take, I think it's going to be a few weeks.
Brian Baldinger saying it's going to be a few weeks. It's been one so far. We've had various reports, 2 to 5 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And with the Cardinals coming in for the home opener, I'm sure that one of the things we'll be monitoring is whether or not Brock Purdy's going to play on Sunday. But I do think that, you know, I wouldn't necessarily let the opponent, you know, dictate okay, who's going to be the starting quarterback. But I do think if you want to be cautious, now would be the time to be cautious after, you know, Mac Jones has a game like he had last week. If there's any doubt, I think it's a pretty simple decision, and you keep Brock Purdy on the sidelines.
Yeah, and you want to win the war, not the battle. But Stonnie, let me ask you this. If you're Kyle, and I know it's just four quarters, it's one game, but man, to have Mac Jones in that one game attempt to throw the ball 39 times, would that give you more confidence just after four quarters that, you know what, Brock, maybe we'll just proceed with caution. You take your time, and Mac, through one game, has shown us he can hold it down.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, Purdy's the quarterback. He was paid a ton of money in the offseason. When he's healthy, he should play. If he's not 100%, then he should probably sit against the Cardinals, especially if it impacts his mobility at all. But, yeah, I mean, I do think it's encouraging when you have a backup quarterback play week two of the season and he plays as well as Mac Jones did, then I think it does give you a little bit more confidence, and it takes away a little bit of the urgency about having to get Brock Purdy back ASAP. Maybe it does change your kind of approach, and maybe you are more careful.
Yeah, and again, nobody asked, Donnie, but I didn't give the Saints a chance in hell in this game, and man, they made it a game. They had the ball with a chance to go up, and the defense showed up, but you know, we were at the summit, and Willard asked all of us what we thought in regard to the win total for this team, and I guess if I'm in the Niners camp right now, I'm just feeling good, because obviously, Steiner, they didn't get 100 yards on the ground again, but the bottom line is they won the game. But moving forward, the identity of this team last year was all the games that we talked about, Arizona, the Rams, they just couldn't win the close ones, and I know it's two games, but the fact that both of these games came down to the end and the Niners won without Kittle, without D. Robinson, without Ayuk, you got to be feeling good, and hopefully they're building an identity that's sustainable, and now you take on Kyler Murray and the Cardinals for your home opener, 2-0.
888-957-9570 is the number. The 49ers play their home opener on Sunday, Levi Stadium against the Cardinals. And how do you handle the Brock Purdy, Mac Jones situation? It looks like, you know, if you look at the upcoming schedule, the 49ers, they play Sunday, then what? Sunday, then a short week. So they have a short week. I should probably get this down.
After Jacksonville, they got the Rams.
Yeah, the Rams.
Thursday night.
Yeah, the Rams are on a short week. So how do you think Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers should play it?
Could you imagine had Mac not looked like, you know, let's just say he was the bad Mac. You know, Steiny, wouldn't you be feeling like, hey, Brock, how you want to inject that thing? You know, can we get you back sooner than later? So I just feel like they got some grace in regard to Brock Purdy. Is there any scenario in Steiny's computer that says Brock will be out there Sunday against the Cardinals? Or have you ruled that out, you personally?
No, I mean, if he's healthy, I think he should play.
Yeah.
He's the starting quarterback. He's your franchise quarterback. And if he's able to play on Sunday, I think he should play. If I think it's a pretty cut and dry decision. Unless he's 100%, I'm probably going to play Mac Jones. Coming up today at 12 o'clock, we got Matt Barrows of The Athletic. He's going to join us on 95.7 The Game. Covers the San Francisco 49ers, and what's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment also sponsored by Frontier Ford. Hurry to Frontier Ford. Lease the all-electric Mustang Mach-E for just $225 a month, or buy with 0% APR for 72 months, plus a $2,000 rebate. But don't wait. The federal EV tax credits on Mach-E and F-150 Lightning expire September 30th. Browse their huge inventory at frontierford.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Negotiating tactics. We weren't able to get it done.
That's a weird assumption.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, 49ers coming off a 26-21 win over the New Orleans Saints on Sunday. Mac Jones leads him to a victory. Christian McCaffrey, pretty solid. How do you think Christian McCaffrey's looked over the first two games, 49er fans? We had a lot of concern about him about 2 weeks ago, and now he's got two games under his belt. Are we feeling better and more confident about Christian McCaffrey? Come out the first two games unscathed and looks pretty much like he's always looked, Goo.
Yeah, and, you know, I feel stupid. And the reason I feel stupid is I was very, very concerned just about him holding up with what went down last year and the calf false alarm that we got right before week one. But, Steiny, what's impressed me about McCaffrey hasn't been – he's been running. But him in the passing game has been, you know, something – I don't know. I don't feel like I've seen it to this degree. But that touchdown, that rope that Mac Jones threw to him in the corner of the end zone. That was beautiful. And then you look at Seattle, 9 receptions for 73 yards. And then you come into this game, Stoney, 6 receptions for 52 yards. So I like how they're using him, but I'm blown away that you could muster up the team that is 26 points and he only touched a rock 19 times. Like, you can't tell me that's not helping the team and him in regard to longevity.
Yeah, what I want to know what 49er fans are seeing with Christian McCaffrey right now. You know, I got Lori Matthews on the YouTube chat saying CMC looks healthy. You know, I got Austin in San Jose saying looks like he's lost a little bit of a step. And his burst doesn't seem to
Austin,
be there.
Yeah, he's always negative.
Well, I mean, Evan and I were talking about it yesterday.
My man,
I kind of, you know, I think he's pretty close to, you know, healthy or pretty close to the way he's looked for, you know, 2 years ago, maybe, you know, 80-85% of that right now.
Average 4.2 a pop last game, Stoney, on the 13 carries running the ball.
Yeah, this is more Brian Baldinger. He's been talking a lot about Christian McCaffrey and the calf injury and how he might come back. And what's Baldy seen so far?
Well, the touchdown in McCaffrey is not an easy throw because he's going full speed to the sideline there in the end zone. You've got to be able to throw it so that, you know, you don't run out of real estate. You know, you can't just give him a big runway to go chase it. You're going to end up out of bounds. So that throw's got to be thrown with touch. But you still got to drive it because that's a zone look. And they got a good pre-snap read that it was going to be zone by how they moved McCaffrey into the slot. But I thought that was a really good throw. The touchdown to the tight end was, you know, to Luke, it was really, really good. So
Brian Baldinger on Mac Jones and the Christian McCaffrey receiving touchdown.
That sounds like thumbs up, right? What have you seen from him, Stoney? Has he shocked you, or does he look like C-Mac, or you feel a little bit like Austin?
I feel like he's pretty close to what he was. If he's not there, maybe it's rust. But I think he certainly looks good enough in the first 2 weeks so that the 49ers can, you know, take him for granted, if you will. I mean, I don't, you know, who knows if he's ever going to get hurt.
Yeah.
That can happen.
Any
but
play.
I think that if you watch him the first 2 weeks, that's a good enough Christian McCaffrey for the 49ers, I think, to be pretty good.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at Juwan Jennings. You know, I was worried about him and his health, Stoney, but he had, one of the biggest plays over the middle for a touchdown for Mac Jones, 42 yards. And I'm sitting here thinking, man, okay, you put up 5 for 89. Young Ricky Pearsall can do no wrong right now. 4 receptions, 56 yards. But, Stoney, I keep thinking about what's in the freezer, what's in the icebox, and what's in the icebox. Is Brandon Ayuk at some juncture. George Kittle's coming back, and Brock Purdy for that matter. So as this team hones in on its identity, and right now I feel like they are growing up, the youngsters on the defensive side of the ball right before our eyes, and then you got the OGs making plays, like game-saving plays, like Fred Warner to force the fumble. Like, yeah, it's been close. But man, 2-0 after last year's debacle in regard to, as a collective, 6-11, you got to be feeling good, and you got to be feeling good because you got a quarterback that looks like he can hold it down if he has to come Sunday against the Cardinals and Mac Jones. Like, I know you were looking at me crazy last week when I was like, man, I'm not down on Mac like a lot of people, but now I feel like Mac is in the best possible position with the best coach, offensive coordinator, and Kyle. And Stoney, after, you know, 60 minutes, I think I'm proven right.
888-957-9570 is the number. Niners are off to a 2-0 start. They win a game with their backup quarterback, Mac Jones. Now this week we'll figure out whether or not Brock Purdy's going to play Sunday in the 49ers home opener. But I do think that, listen, after you have a backup quarterback that played the way Mac Jones played on Sunday, it doesn't mean he's going to play like that every Sunday.
Right.
But to me, if there's any doubt about Brock Purdy's health and whether or not he's mobile or is 100%, then I think it's pretty much a no-brainer. You gotta play Mac Jones. It's a long season, and we're still in the early stages. And the other thing is, who's to say that just because Mac Jones plays, they can't win that game against the Cardinals? Of course they could.
Yeah. and we talked about the, you know, Kittle being on IR, Stoney, and I don't want to be overzealous with this assessment, but man, you couldn't ask for more, I believe, from the duo of Luke Farrell and Jake Tonjes. In the absence of George Kittle, like they, you know, again, not Russ Francis or not Gronkowski, but the bottom line is the ball's being thrown their way. They're hanging on to it, and Kittle will be back. But right now, they're holding it down, the backup tight ends. Do you think I'm giving them too much credit for what we've seen through two games?
No, I mean, the 49ers are 2-0.
Yeah.
I think that's all that matters. All right. Let's go to Caleb. Caleb's in
Newark. Man.
What's up, Caleb? How you doing?
What's up, fellas? How y'all feeling?
Hey,
what's up, baby?
What up, Guru? You feeling all right, man? You feeling healthy?
Yeah, I'm fighting, man. Right on for checking on me.
Hey, there you go, man. And before I get into it, Guru, man, I saw that tweet you posted yesterday about the Chargers uniforms, man. Were you rooting for the Chargers against my Raiders, man?
Well, Evan's, I got Raider fans in my family, but Evan Giddings is a Charger, so I was rooting for E-Dog. There, I said it.
Come on, man. That's ridiculous, man. But hey, they got the win. Respect, man.
Yeah.
Respect. But, Mac Jones, man, how about that performance? He was good. But I feel like a broken record, guys, and I might have to just change the topics when I call in, but I said it. Robert Saleh for me, again.
Man.
I'll say it. He's the acquisition of the offseason for them. Just bringing back a familiar face, a guy who clearly knows that side of the ball. Us and Stal has been great. And one person I want to talk about, too, is Bryce Huff. I felt that was a underrated move this offseason too. He was really good with the Jets a few years ago with Robert Saleh, but he had a down year with the Eagles last year, but I felt like Saleh knows him from his time there, and I think he's going to be a big player for them moving forward. But shout out to Mac Jones, man. He looked good.
So what do you do this Sunday, Caleb?
Well, you got to stick with Mac Jones. I wouldn't rush Brock Purdy back. There's no point of doing that if he re-injures and he's potentially in a Joe Burrow situation. But stick with Mac.
Yeah, I think it's kind of an easy call unless it's cut and dry that Brock Purdy's healthy.
Mm-hmm. He would have to tell me, hey, coach, I'm ready to go. No ill effects. But, I mean, man, that performance by Mac has you thinking, hey, Brock, take your time.
This is more Brian Baldinger on we have two?
He said some stuff.
Yeah. Is this the one we heard already?
The thing that I thought last year, because of no camp and all the offseason and the inflammation and the tendons, like I didn't think his feet and eyes were married together. And his vision's always been so great, but his feet could get him to that. Now I see his feet and eyes working together, and he's seeing it on the windback where the lane is. And I could see, like, he's starting to feel more confident. I never felt at any point last year that he played with any confidence. And I feel like Kyle knows he's coming. And I think Kyle's having a lot of fun getting him back into this offense, regardless of who's at left guard, who's at quarterback, who's at tight end. Like, that's the chess piece right there that he needs to continue to move around.
All right, that's Brian Baldinger talking about Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey with 13 rushes on Sunday, 6 catches for 19 total touches. But the 49ers were able to come away with a victory. And it sounds to me, Guru, like what Baldy's saying is as long as you have McCaffrey on the field, even if he's not touching it, he's gonna help you because of the attention that the defense has to focus on him.
No doubt. And we saw that, and we saw it in the passing game as well when he got that touchdown in the corner of the end zone, which was huge. And we always talk about it. He reminds me of Marshall Fox, Donnie, just the ability to take it, to hit a home run with the ball in his hands when they hand it off to him, but his ability to catch the ball. And he caught the ball, not just the Roger Craig type in the flat. He caught the ball, you know, going across the field, the middle of the field, and it was a beautiful throw, touchdown. So I like what I'm seeing from him. The numbers aren't gaudy, but the biggest number or gaudy number, shout out to Irv, rest in peace, Steiny, is the one that was 31 touches last week, and that went down to 19. Team still moved the ball, moved the chains, and you scored 26 points. So as far as I don't know. I know we got Matt Barrels at 12. I'll ask him, Steiny, but I'm curious. Do you think that was by design, or that's just how it ended up happening because Jennings was having success? So was Ricky Pearsall and Brian Robinson Jr., Steiny, 6 for 20. Nothing to write home about, but he wasn't bad. But I'm wondering, I thought going in, leaving the studio Friday, the way that the Niners win, if they were going to get to 26 points, partner, was he would have to have it, McCaffrey touch it 25 to 30 times, and they dispelled that.
Yeah, I mean,
For 1 week.
I just wonder how Kyle Shanahan's kind of factoring in all the touches that McCaffrey had from week one, and whether you know, how much emphasis he's going to put on himself to try to keep McCaffrey at a reasonable number of touches. But speaking of Shanahan, you know, I think that
he's doing, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean,
Steiny, man,
he's obviously designed a game plan for Mac Jones that worked well, 26 for 39. And, you know, when I was thinking about that game on Sunday over the weekend before it started, I mean, I just kept thinking about Shanahan, and that's what I kept coming back to. This is the kind of game that Shanahan can win, even though he's got a backup quarterback. And sure enough, the offense looked pretty good, even though Brock Purdy didn't play. So I got to give Kyle Shanahan a lot of credit for that win on Sunday.
I'm with you, and I'm giving him credit for that, Steiny. I've already, you know, whispered sweet nothings about him, but I just hold him accountable because I feel like he should have a ring, but that's a different conversation. But the bottom line is, when you see 39 pass attempts by a backup quarterback, am I wrong to think those 39 pass attempts – that's an example of how much confidence he has in Mac throwing the rock? You say what to that?
I mean, most of the passes were intermediate, pretty safe passes. I don't remember, and I was talking to Evan about this yesterday, I don't remember him, meaning Mac Jones, like almost getting picked off. It felt like they were taking what the defense had given them, and these were nice 10 to 15 yard intermediate throws, and he was putting the ball in the money, and the 49ers were moving the ball. So I feel like it's probably a case of Kyle Shanahan has seen Mac Jones all off season. He's probably right, getting a good feel for his strengths and weaknesses. And on Sunday, put him in a position where most of his strengths showed up for most of the game.
Yeah, Steiny, I'll give you a hot take alert. Like, you know, when he took over, what, 4-12, then they bounced back, shocked the world, went to the Super Bowl. But this has the ingredients. It's early. A bunch of rookies are on the defensive end, and a bunch of rookies are popping. We saw Alfred Collins show up, Upton Stout, Michael Williams, like second-year player, Renardo Green. I know he fell down on the Olave, should have been touchdown on the first drive by the Saints, but he dropped it. But the bottom line is, this has the ingredients, I believe, partner, to be one of his best coaching seasons if this keeps up, because what he's without early on. And I just thought Sunday, they didn't skip a beat offensively and defensively. Coaches do matter. And whatever's going on, Robert Saleh's figured something out. And this defense does not look like the one that was here last year. And if I had a dollar for every time I said, Dre Greenlaw hadn't played for Denver yet, Steiny. But my gosh, D Winters, six solo tackles, eight on the day. He's filling that void. And he's being a dog along with Warner. So, and they're winning games, and they're in positions where their backs are against the wall. If New Orleans scores, then what are we talking about? Just like with Seattle, but they come up with a game-saving turnover.
Yeah, you know, the other thing is when I look at the game that Mac Jones played and the game that the 49ers played on Sunday, yeah. I mean, how many backup quarterbacks look like Mac Jones did on Sunday? I mean, most backup quarterbacks struggle, And it looked to me like Mac Jones knew what he was doing. And I mean, how do you not give Kyle Shanahan credit for the San Francisco 49ers missing their starting quarterback, starting tight end, and starting number one receiver? Their quarterback throws for 270 plus, three touchdowns, no picks. I mean, you could make a case that that was one of the best quarterbacking games of the weekend, and and it was the 49ers backup that got it done.
Yeah, and another Kyle production. And again, the bottom line to me, Steiny, is how long will Mac have? You know, will he turn it back over to Brock this week? Seems highly unlikely, but you feel like you're in good hands. But I'm singing the praises, and rightfully so, of the Niners defense. But Steiny, I was shocked Kamara and the Saints were able to, you know, rush for 100 yards. Kamara almost had 100 himself, 99 on 21 carries, and then 200 yards in the passing game. But again, it's not all going to be, you know, this Niner defense of old where they're dominant. You got a lot of young guys learning. And as you learn, you get things right, Steiny, and as you know, you get things wrong. But to hold New Orleans to 21 points, and in the fourth quarter, they had the ball twice with a chance to go up, and the Niners defense shows up. That's what this is about early, and we're 2 weeks in. You just think where this defense and team, for that matter, will be 6 or 7 weeks from here.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers coming off a 26-21 win over the New Orleans Saints, and now they have their home opener on Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray coming in. How are you feeling about this this Niner team? I mean, we've run down the list of players that have contributed the first couple games, and man, the 49ers have gotten a lot of contributions from a lot of people early. And what are you feeling better about right now? The offense or the defense? You know, the offense looked pretty good last week with a backup quarterback. The defense has been pretty solid through 2 weeks. Not the stiffest competition you're going to face, but nevertheless, the 49ers have, you know, they've been pretty good on both sides of the ball. Which are you more confident in right now? If you're a San Francisco 49er fan, Robert Saleh's defense or Kyle Shanahan's offense?
That's a good
888-957-9570.
How would you answer, Steiny? Before I'm trying to collect my thoughts on that one, because damn, it's kind of I'm even Steven, but how would you answer that one?
I would answer. I still am a little more confident in the offense right now, just because I think after 1 week, it's tough to make proclamations. They've played two games against, you know,
yeah, pretty good defense. Well,
I mean, they've been fine, but I'm talk to me after week five when they play the Cardinals this weekend and then the Rams in a couple weeks. But no, I think it's been encouraging, but I'm not convinced this is who they are yet. But I do think it's a good start, and I think that they obviously can continue to get better over the course of a season.
No doubt. And, you know, the NFL is not for long, and coaches, players, when they find out something's working, Steiny, they'll beat you over the head with it. And what I've seen through two games, and my answer is going to be the defense, and the reason it's going to be the defense is that was the biggest questions marks that I had going in. And, you know, we saw it all bad last year. They couldn't stop the run, couldn't get timely stops. And right now, Bosa and Warner are popping. Again, I can't quit singing the praises of D. Winters and Green, Stout, and Siegel. Those guys, along with Lenore, Steiny, those guys are making plays. So the fact that they're kind of holding it down and the reason that they're winning at the end, I can't shake that. And I know it's Seattle and New Orleans, but look at Seattle. They just went up there and beat Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh. So how good does that win look now that you beat them at home? So I'm going to go with the defense because I've had more question marks and fear about that unit. And right now, again, it's a work in progress. But Robert Saleh doesn't play, but I feel like they're playing for him. And every week, every minute of the game, you know, every possession defensively, they are finding a way to come up roses, and Fred Warner did it again with 11 tackles, 7 solo, Steiny, and again, for the second straight week, to me, the biggest play of the game, causing a fumble.
Yeah. If I were to ask 49er fans, what's been the best part of this 2-0 start, how would you answer that question? Because the one thing that stuck out for me is that everything's been going.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty well. It doesn't mean they played perfect, but there's so much to pick from. Is it the fact that your backup quarterback's already won you a game, two games into the year? Christian McCaffrey was talked about all offseason. His usage, people were worried about. Well, he's two games in and he looks pretty good. The defense last year wasn't great, but Bosa and Warner look like they are playing at a high level. There's a lot of good stuff going on with the San Francisco 49ers right now, and I guess my question is, what's been the best part of this 2-0 start, or maybe the one thing that you didn't see coming that after two games you're saying to yourself, huh, maybe we're better in that area than we thought. How would you answer that, Goo?
You know what? I'm going to answer it, and I'm going to read this to you because it kind of correlates with what you just asked me. Steiny and Goo, can you please speak on the O-line and how they seem to understand the quarterback wasn't as mobile and kept a nice pocket for Mac Jones? And that's a fact, but when we get Matt Barrels on at 12, I do want to ask, Steiny, this offensive line seems to be better at pass blocking than run blocking. Through two games, I don't know. I feel like there's some chicken left on the bone in regard to the run game, but I don't know if that's just, you know, the unit itself across the board better at pass blocking. But you got Trent, who I'm going to ask you here shortly how you thought he played, but he definitely was better to me than week one. But I want to see, you know, them do better in the run game, because if you're going to move forward and you know, go toe-to-toe with teams like the Rams and Tampa Bay down the road, you got to be able to run the rock. But right now, I feel like the passing game and the blocking for the passing game has been better than the running, the blocking for the running game.
888-957-9570 is the number. What's been the best part of this 2-0 start for the San Francisco 49ers? What did maybe something you've seen in the first 2 weeks that you didn't see coming, but that has gotten you pretty enthusiastic? 888-957-9570. Matt Barrow's coming up today at noon, writes for The Athletic, covers the San Francisco 49ers. So we'll get his perspective from Sunday's win over the New Orleans Saints. And this Sunday, your tailgate destination is Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. Our pregame show starts at 10 o'clock with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. We'll have games in the parking lot, great food and drinks, and your place to watch all the early games as well. If you're going to the game, come on by before you go to the stadium and join us for a pregame party, and then take the shuttle back and forth for just $25. Go to 957thegame.com and click on the kickoff show link. to get your spot on the shuttle right now. Laughing Monk Brewing, 1235 Oakmead Parkway, right near the stadium, is where we'll be. See you there. That segment also sponsored by Safeway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.